reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter. Good evening. You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
This is Kara.
What can I do for you?
I have had a mental disorder all my life. And about 10 years ago, my husband and I married. And 5 years after we married, I was diagnosed. We've been seeking treatment for the past 10 years. And even when I could not tell him how much I appreciated him, he stuck by me. Even during the times when I was not even able to love myself. And I just wanted you to pick a song for me that could really just communicate exactly how much his faithfulness and his love has really meant to me over the past 10 years.
Kara, what's your husband's name?
Brandon.
So for 10 years, you've been trying to get better, trying to get help for yourself, trying to find probably equilibrium.
Uh-huh.
And battling a disorder that's little understood in our country. Mental disorders aren't very well talked about or understood.
Right.
And this man has loved you in sickness and in health.
Yes.
I'd say you're very blessed.
Very.
And
yes.
From the sound of your voice, you are a sweet, sweet lady. So I'm sure whatever disability you have, you've got a bazillion abilities that more than make up for.
Absolutely.
Let me find a song for your husband, and God bless you, bless you, bless you.
Thank you.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
What's love? you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace, I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Monica, who says, 3 years ago, I met and fell in love with the most wonderful man. About 4 months into our relationship, he confided in me that he believed I was the one, and he wanted to gear our relationship towards marriage. As you can imagine, I was ecstatic and jumped to the conclusion that it wouldn't be long until the big question happened. In the meantime, we both realized we were very young and not quite ready for such a big step. But we both agreed we wanted to work towards it. We've taken many steps both mentally and financially to make this a possibility. I have no doubt in my mind that he loves me and is doing everything he can to make it happen, right? But every day I'm asked by friends, when are you going to get married? In the past year alone, I've watched 4 friends in my age group walk down the aisle, and I'm beginning to feel not only jealous of these women, but impatient with my boyfriend. I almost feel robbed because girls who have not been with their boyfriend even a year are already getting married. I'm not quite sure what to do. I love my boyfriend, and I know it's my own jealousy that's the problem. How can I simply be happy for my friends and let go of this little green monster? I know that if I keep pushing my boyfriend, I'm going to ruin the joy of an engagement when the time is right. Please help me, from Monica. Monica, I will have my mother Delilah words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. When cold symptoms come on strong, knock them out with Vicks DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor. Just one dose of DayQuil Severe Honey starts working fast to relieve your worst cold and flu symptoms with a honey-licious taste. DayQuil Severe Honey provides powerful, non-drowsy cold and flu symptom relief. DayQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Macy's and Girls Inc. now during Women's History Month and help empower young women and girls. Throughout March, you can round up your in-store purchase to the nearest dollar or donate online to help us support Girls Inc. Since 2020, we've raised over $5.7 million to prepare 220,000 Girls Inc. participants to pursue their dreams. Give back today, shop women-owned brands, and find out how we're creating brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, let's get out of here. With Audible, we could root for a lone astronaut as he tries to save Earth from disaster. Maybe go for a run with the founder of the world's biggest sneaker brand. We could get the tea on the real-life media mogul succession drama. Or find out what life is really like for an Oscar-winning actress. I mean, with Audible, we could go anywhere. There's more to imagine when we listen. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Camper shells, trailers and trailer parts, bed liners, bumpers and winches, steps and running boards, tractors and more.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Installation and service.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Hitches, racks and straps, toolboxes, truck boxes and fuel tanks, tonneau covers and lids.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Floor mats and liners, sports and overland racks and tents, bed slides and drawer units.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Installation and service.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Spray-on bed liners, contractor shelving and custom van racks, and off-road, driving and safety lighting.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Contractors, homeowners, and car and truck enthusiasts, outfit your truck or van to maximize its capabilities. Give it the look you've always wanted, or both. The shop is environmentally friendly with its own solar power system.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
One of the nicest stores in Sonoma County.
Truck Tops on South Santa Rosa Ave.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free info kit, 800-328-9696. That's 800-328-9696.
When you're looking for a dining experience that's packed with flavor and fun, look no further than Simmer Claw Bar. Southern-style boils with a Cajun twist are their specialty, and they're confident you'll love them as much as they do. But they're more than boils. If you're a seafood aficionado or just want to try something new, Simmer Claw Bar has something for everyone. Don't wait. Come on down and discover the flavors of the bayou at Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text SIMMER to 85100 for a special discount.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Monica, who has been dating a man for 3 years and wants to get married and sees her friends getting married and is jealous that her friends are getting married and she's not even engaged. Monica, here's my words. You are probably the kind of person that if I walked into your house and opened a cupboard in your kitchen, I would discover Tupperware containers with lids, as opposed to my cupboards, which have empty butter containers without lids. Your socks probably match. You probably never go out of the house with two different socks on because your socks match. You are organized and you need a plan of action. You need to know where you are going and how you're going to get there. You probably use MapQuest or Google Maps all the time because you don't want to be late. You're organized, you're detail-oriented, and you need a plan of action. And your boyfriend probably is not so much that way. Or if he is, he has his own time schedule and his own plan. So what you're going to have to do, Monica, is decide to let go of the need to control the situation and let it work out in time. Or you're going to need to walk away and realize that your boyfriend isn't ready for a forever commitment and may not be for some time. How much more time are you willing to invest in this relationship? If after 3 years he's not ready to commit to marriage, then that's long enough. You've given him time. But your need to control the situation and to have a plan of action is probably what's driving you crazy. And feeling jealous or resentful of other women who have that is a normal reaction. When I was young, I had my whole life planned out. I wanted to be married in my 20s, have my babies in my 20s and 30s, raise them in my 40s, and be done by my 50s. None of it worked out that way. And boy, am I glad it didn't. Boy, am I glad that God's plan came into play. But I remember that frantic feeling trying to have my plan come together. You need to let go. And if this man isn't ready to commit after 3 years, you need to recognize that and realize maybe he's not the one. Good luck, honey. God bless you.
We'll do.